Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Thursday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today I'm nearing the end of my second week of teaching on a subject that I've entitled Spirit, Soul, and Body. This is what God used to change my life. I tell you, I get so excited sharing these things. I don't know if anybody else gets anything out of my TV program. I know that they do, but I'm saying I get it. I do this for myself, if for nobody else. This has just changed my life. These truths have revolutionized me, and I am excited for you. I know I meet people all of the time that I just think, God, if somehow or another I could just, you know, take what you've shown me and inject these people with it, that, man, I know people's lives would change. And basically, that's the whole motivation behind me being on television, is just to take these things and share them with you. And I'm really excited over this teaching. I think that it's changing people's lives. We are having a tremendous response. You know, we've been setting records on our phones, over 20,000, 21,000 calls a month sometimes. People are receiving. People's lives are being changed. And I just want to encourage you, this teaching has the potential of just transforming your life. And many times people are more excited about learning how to get healed or to get prosperity, or they're looking for a specific. And they're trying to find out those keys that will give them this one thing in their life. But I'm telling you that if you get this teaching on spirit, soul, and body, it'll open up every avenue to you. It'll open up your relationship with God. It'll fill you with joy and peace. It'll get you healed. It'll get you prospered. It'll get relationships working. This is something that, whether you realize it or not, instead of just going after this end result over here, this is a foundational truth that will change your life. And I really encourage you to just receive this. You know, Paul said one time he was praising God that they received the word not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the Word of God, which is able to save your souls. And I really believe that this is the Word of God, and I encourage you to receive it as the Word of God. Now, I haven't got time to summarize everything we've been talking about, but this week I've been talking about Ephesians 4:24, that your spirit was created in righteousness and true holiness. 1 John 4:17, as Jesus is, so are we in this world. Not so are we going to be in the future, but so are we in this world. 1 Corinthians 6:17, he that's joined unto the Lord is one spirit. And that's talking about being identical in spirit. That God has sent forth the spirit of his Son into our heart, crying, Abba, Father, Galatians 4. If any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his, Romans 8:9. And I've been trying to get across the point that in the Spirit, when you got born again, old things passed away, all things became new, 2 Corinthians 5:17. And in the Spirit, you are perfect. Your spirit is as perfect right now as Jesus is, as you are ever going to be throughout all eternity. So 1/3 of your salvation is over. It's complete. It's done. And the rest of the Christian life isn't trying to get something from God. You've already got everything that you'll need in the Spirit. The rest of the Christian life is in renewing your mind and getting to a place to where you believe what you can't see and feel with your five senses, but you believe it because of what God's Word says. And remember that I was saying you are a spirit, soul, and body. You're three parts. Your spirit now is full of the life of God. It's identical to Jesus. If you get your mind renewed to that, and your mind in agreement with what you have in the Spirit, then that's two against one. Your physical body will manifest healing, deliverance, joy, peace, and all of these things. But on the other hand, if you get your soul over here in agreement with your body, and you're going only by what you see, taste, hear, smell, and feel, then even though you have the life of God over here in your spirit, it'll be shut off and it will not manifest. Well, those are powerful truths right there. And what I want to do today is turn over to Ephesians chapter 1, and I want to answer this question. I know that there's some people who have heard all of these scriptures that I've used, and you say, well, I know that those things are true. And I believe that when I was born again, that I was instantly created righteous and holy, and I was in right standing with God. And so I accept that. But since then, I've failed. I've sinned. Maybe you committed a big sin. Maybe you just committed a lot of little sins that have chipped away at your confidence in your relationship with the Lord. But I meet a lot of people that say, well, at one time, yes, I was like that. I believe when I was born again, man, there was just total restoration with God. I felt the love of God, the joy and the peace of God. But then you've done something wrong. You lose your temper again. You fail. You go back and sin. You do something. And many times people just come back into condemnation. And they say, I had that, but I've lost it. Let me share this verse with you out of Ephesians chapter 1 in verse 13. And I wished I had time to put all of this in its context, but the whole book of Ephesians is talking about everything is already done and complete in your spirit. It's already steadfast. And in Ephesians 1:13, he says, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Now, this is a powerful truth. Once you believe, this says you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. And you know, there are different ways that people use seals. Like there is a good housekeeping seal here in the United States, if you're watching our program here in the U.S. And they put this seal on products to say that good housekeeping, a name that is recognized over here, has tested it, and they put their stamp of approval on it. They put this seal on it. It doesn't mean that it's somehow or another preserved or kept from having any problems, but it's been tested and it's guaranteed to perform up to a certain standard. But then there's a different type of seal, like when a woman makes preserves or something like this, and you put them in a jar that keeps out the impurities, and then you put paraffin or something over the top and seal that so that none of these airborne impurities can get in there and spoil the preserves or whatever it was that you put in this jar. That's this type of seal. It's saying that once you were born again, according to all of these scriptures that we've used, you were created in righteousness and true holiness. As Jesus is, so are you. You are one spirit with the Lord. You are identical to the Lord. You have the Spirit of Christ in you. You have all of this perfection. You are now the righteousness of God, 2 Corinthians 5:21. And this doesn't fluctuate. You don't lose that because once you believed, according to this verse in verse 13, you were sealed, vacuum packed with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit just encases this new born again self. So here's what happens when you get born again in the Spirit. You are created righteous and truly holy. You are now the righteousness of God. As Jesus is, so are you. And instantly you're vacuum packed so that as a Christian, once you receive this and have been sealed by the Holy Spirit, if you sin, sin enters into your physical body and it'll give Satan an inroad against you physically. It can cause you to be sick. It can come against you. You could be thrown in jail if you go out and sin, and you could have your physical body punished. You could have people hit you. You could get into fights. You can have all kinds of physical things. In the emotional realm, you can have discouragement, fear, anger, bitterness, and on it goes. All of these things can come against you. But that sin doesn't penetrate the seal around your spirit. And your spirit, therefore, retains its righteousness and holiness that it was created with. And now you add to this John 4:24 that says, God is a spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. God is looking at you spirit to spirit. He isn't looking on your external. He's looking in your heart, in your spirit. And since your spirit was born again, righteous and truly holy, then vacuum packed, even if you go out and sin, you have just done a stupid thing, and you've allowed Satan to come into your physical body and into your soulish realm, and you're going to suffer for it. You aren't going to prosper. As much as you can, you need to quit living in sin. But the good news, and this is nearly too good to be true news, is that that sin didn't break the seal around your born-again spirit. Therefore, your spirit is still as righteous, as holy, and as pure as the day you got born again. It's as righteous and holy and pure as it will be in eternity. When we die and leave this life and go into eternity, it's not like your spirit is going to be refurbished, cleansed. injected with another dose of the Holy Ghost. It's none of those things. Right now, your spirit is identical to Jesus. That's as perfect, as pure as you can get. It's as perfect, as pure as it'll ever be. And it's going to be that way throughout all eternity. Right now, 1/3 of your salvation is complete. It is over. In the Spirit, you are as perfect, as pure as you will ever be. You are as perfect, as pure as Jesus is right now. That is all true of you in your spirit. And the rest of the Christian life is renewing your mind to it so that you get your spirit and your mind in agreement. And when you do that, your emotions, your physical body, your physical circumstances, everything else will just have to change. It's two against one. Your spirit and soul in agreement, your physical body will start manifesting the power of God. Boy, that's powerful. This has changed my life. And I know that there's people listening to me today, and this just seems too good to be true. And you say, it can't be that simple. You know, it is this simple. Now, it's not necessarily easy. One of the hardest things you will ever do is get to where you go by what the Word says, and you put faith in it, and you start basing your life on who you are in the Spirit. That's one of the hardest things you'll ever do, because everything around us is all geared towards the carnal realm, towards your five senses. Matter of fact, nearly every person you're going to contact, whether they're Christian or non-Christian, even most Christians are going to judge you based on your physical actions. They're going to look at the way you dress. They're going to look at things that you do, and they're going to criticize you and say, what makes you think God would bless you? And they're going to constantly be trying to force you back into relating to God based on your physical person and actions. But it's not that way. When you get born again, you become a brand new creature in the Spirit. You are identical to Jesus because it's the Spirit of His Son that was sent into your hearts and it was sealed. And your relationship with God is all through the Spirit. This is why Jesus said that you must worship Him in spirit and in truth. You can't come before God in your own goodness based on your own effort. You have to come before God on the basis of this born-again person that's on the inside of you. And also, let me make this point. I'm sure that there's people watching this program all around the world. And you are thinking that you have a good relationship with God because you've been a relatively good person. And you go to church and you try and do what's right. And you're just hoping that God is going to accept you. I'm telling you, see, you're missing it. See, you are trying to clean up this physical thing. You're trying to clean up your act and act better. And you're thinking that if you hit some minimum standard here, that God is going to accept you. But see, you are only dealing with the external. In your spirit, prior to being born again, you had a spirit that was from the devil. It was dead in trespasses and sin. Let me just read a couple of verses to you. I know some of these things I'm saying are shocking people. But it says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1, and you hath he quickened, the word quickened means made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins. This is talking about that your spirit was dead, not in the sense that it was non-functional, but it was separated from God. And in verse 2 it says, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. This says that prior to being born again, we all were walking according to the course of this world in the prince of the power of the air, the spirit. There was demonic influence in your life. Jesus said this over in John chapter 8, I believe it's verse 44. He was talking to some people and he said, you are of your father, the devil. So the point that I'm trying to make, and there's many other scriptures, 2 Corinthians chapter 4 says this in verse 4, other places. It talks about the God of this world has blinded the eyes of them that believe not. You know, it's not just a matter of your actions out here in your thought life. There is a third part of you, the spirit being. And the spirit, prior to being born again, is separated from God. It is a fallen spirit. It is a demonic spirit. It was possessed. Jesus said, you are of your father, the devil. So even if you could clean up your actions out here and live a relative holy life compared to me or compared to somebody else, you can't change that spirit on the inside of you by your actions. You must be born again. That's what Jesus was talking about in John chapter 3 when he said that. You must be born again. It's not a suggestion. It's not the best way. It's the only way to have relationship with God. Jesus said himself in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. You have to be changed in your spirit, in the nature, the innermost part of your being. And see, most people are just missing this. They're thinking that it's all actions. It's all outward, because that's the way that fallen human beings are. They are looking for a physical answer to everything. They don't even acknowledge and base hardly anything on the spirit realm. But I'm telling you, it's in the spirit realm that your problems really exist. Your physical actions are a byproduct, a fruit, an outcome of the way that you are in your spirit. And even if you change your behavior out here, modify your behavior so that you restrain yourself on the inside, you're still going to be seething in all of this stuff. You must be born again. You need a brand new spirit on the inside of you. And see, this is what Christianity is. Christianity isn't going to church. Christianity involves going to church. It should be a byproduct, a result of having relationship with God. But the point I'm making is, it doesn't produce relationship with God. You know, if sitting in a church won't make you a Christian any more than sitting in a garage would make you a car. You know, if you're a car, you ought to get in your garage for your own benefit, protection. If you're a Christian, you ought to go to church because it'll help you and bless you. But going to church doesn't make you a Christian any more than sitting in a garage and make you a car. You must be born again. And there are people who are trusting their actions and they think, well, I go to church and I read the Bible every once in a while and I'm a relatively good person and I've quit some of the things that I'm doing and I'm improving and I've helped this person. None of those things are going to change you. You've got to be changed in the spirit level. You must be born again. But the good news is, once you get born again, once you come to the Lord and you say, God, you know, forgive me for the things I've done. And even though I may have been doing better or maybe you're doing worse, it doesn't matter. You just say, it doesn't matter about these things. I want to humble myself. I want to be born again. I want you to come live on the inside of me. I want to receive that salvation. When you receive that, then, like I was teaching today, immediately you are vacuum packed. You're sealed. And you know what? You'll still make mistakes. You don't have a glorified body yet. You've got one coming, but you don't get an instant changed body. Your mind isn't instantly changed. You can renew it, and as much as you renew it, you'll begin to start experiencing different emotions and different actions. And so it's definitely good to do, but your body and your soul aren't instantly changed. But in your spirit, you are totally changed. You become a brand new person. And now God lives on the inside of you. And as you focus on God and you worship Him in spirit, not based on your performance, but you just find out who you are and you start thinking about these things that I've been saying. Did you know what? You are changed in the nature, at the core level of you. And all of a sudden, your emotions, your thoughts, your actions begin to change as a byproduct. Not in order to get God to accept you, but because God has accepted you and you are so in love with God for what He's done for you that now you want to give up. You'd give up bubble gum if you thought it would please Him. Amen. You just want to serve Him so much, you want to do anything. God, how can I pay you back? You can't pay Him back, but you have this desire that, God, I just want to do anything to bless you. I want to live my life for you. You died for me. The least I can do is live for you. And see, that's the way that the Christian life should be. You come, you get born again, you get this brand new status with the Lord. You're perfect, you're complete in your spirit. You go to worshiping God, and even though you still make mistakes in your flesh, that doesn't change your relationship with God. You just keep accessing God and having fellowship with Him, even though you aren't the perfect person, because you're approaching Him in spirit and in truth. And as you do that, then you wind up just serving God more accidentally than you ever have on purpose before. Man, that's good news. That is wonderful news. You know, today, I just really feel impressed to do this. I think it would be a shame to tell you all of these things. And some of you I know right now for the very first time understand that your relationship with God isn't based on what you do, but it's based on what Jesus did for you, and it's just a matter of you receiving it. And I think it'd be a shame for me to impart that truth to you and then not give you an opportunity to follow through and to be born again. You know, the Scripture says in Romans chapter 10, verse 9, that if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you shall be saved. It says you have to confess it with your mouth that Jesus is your Lord. That's more than just saying the word. When you say Lord, this means you are turning your life over. You are making a commitment. It doesn't mean that you're making a promise that you can't keep, because none of us will ever do everything perfectly, but you are willing to put Him into lordship, give Him the control of your life. And if you will say that with your mouth and believe it in your heart, it goes on to say in Romans 10:10, for with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with mouth confession is made unto salvation. You have to believe it in your heart and then confess it with your mouth. And if you'll do that, you shall be saved. And so right now, here's what I want to do. I want you to pray with me. And I know that many of you watching this program are already born again. But if you aren't absolutely sure, if there's any reservations, if you've been basing your relationship with God upon your own performance, you need to pray this prayer. I'm going to say what you need to say based on those scriptures I quoted out of Romans chapter 10. And if you will say these words after me and mean them from your heart, I believe you'll be born again. I really believe that. Just say this. Repeat this after me. Say, Father, I'm sorry for my sin. I believe that Jesus died to forgive my sin. And I receive that forgiveness. Jesus, I make you my Lord. I believe that you are alive and that you now live in me. I am saved. I am forgiven. In Jesus' name, amen. Boy, that's powerful. You know, again, this isn't magic. You have to believe it. But if you prayed that and believed it, then right now in the Spirit, you are this person I've been talking about, and you have just now instantly been sealed. There is so much more. You know, I'd like to encourage you to call our helpline. We've got a book that I'll give every person who prayed that prayer and got born again today. It's entitled The New You. You also need to receive the Holy Spirit. If you'll call our helpline and say that I prayed that prayer with Andrew, we will give you these materials, and I guarantee you it'll make a big difference. Also, of course, we have all of our other materials on spirit, soul, and body that are available to you, and I'd encourage you to get all of this. But especially those of you who prayed this prayer, more has taken place on the inside of you right now than what you understand. You'll spend the rest of your life trying to discover what just happened to you, and I'd like to help you along that path. So we have a number on your screen, and I'd like to encourage you to call to get all of the materials on spirit, soul, and body, but tell the people that you prayed with me, and we will give you a special package of materials that'll help you get your life started with the Lord. Praise God. I'm excited about that. Remember that we're going to continue to offer all of these materials, but we're drawing towards a close. It'll probably go in next week, but we're drawing to a close of giving you this second teaching in our Spirit, Soul, and Body album as a gift. So please listen to our announcer and please call or write today.
The faithful support of partners makes this program possible. We invite you to join Andrew as he spreads the message of God's unconditional love and grace. Write, call, or visit our website and become a partner today.
Andrew's complete teaching series titled Spirit, Soul, and Body is available on either CD or DVD as seen on our daily TV program. Each is offered for a gift of any amount. Remember to specify the CD or DVD when you order. This series is also available for audio download absolutely free on our website. Go to awmi.net and click on Audio Teachings on the left-hand side of the page. Or if you prefer, Spirit, Soul, and Body is available in book form when you send a gift of any amount. You can also get this teaching in a companion study guide for a gift of $35 or more. The second audio teaching in today's series is available for a gift of any amount when you contact us. We encourage everyone to give, But if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this second CD titled Eternal Redemption, free of charge.
I know that there are many of you that prayed that prayer with me on today's broadcast, and I really encourage you that there is more taking place than what you understand right now. But I've got two books, or actually I've got these two books combined into one that I will send you that'll tell you about what happens when you be born again, and then also about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. If you will call and say that you prayed this prayer with me, we will send those books to you as our gift just to help you get started in your Christian life. Remember that we have all of the other materials that are available, the ones on Spirit, Soul, and Body, my book, CDs, DVDs, a study guide. So we have the information on your screen. I encourage you to call and request these materials today.
A condensed version of Spirit, Soul, and Body is also included in Andrew's latest book titled Sharper Than a Two-Edged Sword. This valuable book contains abbreviated versions of 16 of Andrew's most foundational teachings. It's available for a gift of any amount when you contact us. You can use your credit card to order resources by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Helpline hours are Monday through Friday from 4:30 a.m. until 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time. If the lines are busy, you can visit our website where you can order ministry materials 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. To write us, use the address on your screen. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today. We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events and let the Word of God transform your life. He'll be in Chicago, Illinois for a Gospel Truth Seminar August 4th through the 6th, in Tinley Park, Illinois, Sunday, August 7th, and in the New England area for a Gospel Truth Seminar August 25th through the 27th. He'll also be in Charlotte, North Carolina for the Freedom Christian Center Camp Meeting September 11th through the 16th, in Johnson City, Tennessee, September 17th and 18th, and in Colorado Springs, Colorado, for the annual Andrew Womack Ministers Conference, October 3rd through the 7th. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net.
This is your invitation to join Andrew Womack for a very special live internet-only broadcast Thursday evening, July 28th at 9 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Mountain Time. Be among the first in the world to hear Andrew's exciting announcement and learn the good news about the sanctuary. You will be blessed. To watch live, simply log on to www.awmi.net. That's Thursday evening, July 28th at 9 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Mountain Time, only on awmi.net.